Right, this time, as usual, on Man's World in the Morning, this is when we go into our hot cares mode, and we're joined on the line by the founder of Green Door, mm-hmm. Brown Lekekela. Morning, Brown, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you? How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks, Brown.
Hello, Brown.
This is as a result, really, of this scourge of gender-based violence, which we've seen in South Africa. There's been a spate of murders during lockdown. While people of all genders perpetrate and experience intimate partner and or sexual violence, men are most often the perpetrators, and women and children are most often the victims. More than half of the women murdered, 56% in 2009, were killed by an intimate male partner. Brown, tell us a little bit about Green Door in Diepsloot.
Thank you so much for the opportunity given by Hotcare. My name is Brown Lekekela. I am the founder of Green Door. Green Door is a temporary shelter for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. I can just give a short brief on how does the Green Door started. I was once a volunteer from a council at Diepsloot Police Station, and there were many cases that would come to the police station that women have been raped, women have been beaten. Some of the police officers could not handle the cases very well. They will act as social workers, come with your relatives and talk about it. This is something that you need to talk about. And some women will not feel safe to come to the police station to open their cases because of such behavior. And some women could not go to the police station to open the cases because it's far away from the communities. Some of them tried, because most of these incidents of domestic violence happens during the night, whereby women will be chased out at the night if maybe there's citizen disagreement. Some of the incidents, while I was still a volunteer at the police station, I would ask this man, why your wife has been found dead and been raped? No, I was making an excuse. I was drunk. I was not thinking straight. I was not saying she must go. I really apologize. Mm-hmm. And some women who will survive and get to the police station, they will tell us that they survived because of there was a car that was coming, while maybe there were four or five men who were raping her. But the cause was that there was domestic violence. There was fight between him and her intimate partner that led her to go out of the street. So I've talked to some of the departments so that we must have centers around the community whereby when these incidents happen, women can immediately run to. They don't need to go to the police station because it's far, but we need a localized centers that people can report crime as it happens. Green Door, it gives a temporary shelter for survivors of domestic violence and rape in Diepsloot, 2 to 3 days, depending on the availability of the long-term shelter, which I can refer that line to.
You sound like an incredible man, Brown.
Brown, yeah, wow. You're one of the angels of our community.
Oh, wow.
And I can tell you that the Rochelle Bates and the team at the South African Institute of Professional Accountants got wind of this
incredible initiative,
and courtesy of them, through Hot Cares, we're going to be making a donation of 17,000 rand to Green Door. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, but it's a big thank you. It's a huge relief. It is an encouragement to say, people don't say only, this is incredible work that we're doing. I'm very thankful for that.
Well, Brown, we are very thankful for you and the work that you and your team do in the Diepsloot community. It's absolutely incredible
work.
It's a necessity. When you look at the statistics, it is an absolute necessity. So thank you to Rochelle Bates and the team from the South African Institute of Professional Accountants, and to Brown Lekekela, the founder of Green Door.
Hot 91.9. We care for our community.